Stadium yesterday, and let's hope that the under-20s can match it.
Owen Farrell, the son of the Ireland head coach, is the man who will get this match underway. To Jack Holman, under pressure from Lewis Lugamore, to switch direction into Bundy. Bundy has it, gets to Robbie Ekdahl with the try. 61 minutes gone. It's Ireland with the second try of the game. A bell left from Ryan Bear, charging forward with that one. Out of the way to Mack Hansen, moves it out of it. Jack Holman pops it out. Dan Sheehan. Oh, Dan Sheehan with the try on the near side of the pitch. Dan Sheehan taking the pass. Oh, really on a sixpence. Second try of the game in Ireland's third, and that surely must be it. But the referee has blown the full-time whistle. We have time for no more. Welcome to the home of the Grand Slam champion.
This is what we've always wanted, isn't it, at the Aviva Stadium. I mean, there's been four special occasions now of winning a Grand Slam for Ireland. This is the first time at the Aviva, and I'm glad it is rocking because it deserves to be rocking.
We set out to win a Grand Slam at the start of the year. We had a triple crown last year. We wanted to build on that. And it came down to today. We talked about this day 8 weeks ago. And we finally got to the big final. And we didn't quite nail it, but we did enough. And I'm so proud of the lads to stay in it. And thank you to everyone here today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Now, a very special day in the Aviva Stadium.
Yes, well, that's RT Sport on Sunday there, and a bit of a highlights clip from Ireland's final game of the Six Nations, a Grand Slam winning game. And you heard Johnny Sexton there before that, Andy Farrell. So yes, Ireland crowned Grand Slam champions for the fourth time in their history, first time to win it in Dublin. Previously 148, that game was played in Ravenhill, 2009 in Cardiff. And the most recent one, 15, I think, was 16 in Twickenham. But yeah, it wasn't the greatest game, but Ireland came through in the end and won the game. Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening, whether in New Zealand or Ireland or other parts of the world, you all had a great St. Patrick's Day and recovered after all the celebrations that were very good down here in New Zealand. And lovely to meet so many people on Friday at the Irish Club and then on Saturday at the Hugh Green Group Parade in Queen Street. And thankfully the weather played its part, and it was lovely to meet so many people that enjoyed the interview with the Minister, Charlie McConnellogue, who was here last week flying the Irish flag. Well, he's back in the Dáil tonight. There's a debate going on at the moment where Sinn Féin have tabled a motion of no confidence in the government because they had planned to lift the eviction ban, so give people the chance to move people out of their properties if they wanted to sell. But it looks like the government will probably survive with a counter-motion because they want to help people. Of course, the big issue is not enough housing. But we'll go through that and all the other news on the programme tonight. So wherever you're listening, I hope you can stay with us and enjoy the programme tonight. We'll go first tonight with On Puck or Bulla for the Chieftains. I want to play this for long-time listener Eddie Fitzgerald from the county of Kerry, Cahir Sabin. And Eddie, good to see you on Friday. And here we are, the Chieftains and On Puck or Bulla.
Was I known the brown red window?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, the Chieftains and on Puck Urbilla, and hopefully there won't be as much controversy this year at the Puck Fair as there was last year, because you remember there was controversy over the Puck Goat being up in that stand in really blistering hot weather, and thankfully you know, common sense prevailed and the goat was taken down. Of course, that fair on in August every year, I think just a few weeks before the Rose of Tralee Festival. And speaking of the Rose of Tralee Festival, if you're a young woman, single or married, under the age of 30, there's still an opportunity to enter in the Auckland competition. You need to get in touch with the Auckland Irish Society. Go online, or you can look at rosetralee.ie to be in with a chance. I think the Auckland finals take place in early April, I think the 4th of April. But anyway, if you're interested, you can get on and get the information there on what to do. Just looking at some of the headlines, well, the other news the other day was Ryan Tuberty announcing on Thursday that he won't be continuing with the Late Late Show after this year. And now the, what do you call it, race is on as to who will replace them. And I see Mary McCallaghan was listed as one of the front runners, but she's announced today she won't be going to put her name forward. There's rumours that she, as well as Tuberty, might put their names forward the next time the presidential election take place. So we'll have to wait and see. But Claire Byrne, I think, is one of the other people, and there's possibly, Pat Kinney says, in this day and age, former presenter himself, now with News Talk, he said maybe it's time for a female presenter to get the job. And some people say it's time to pull the Late Late Show altogether, time to move on, because, you know, it's been there for long enough. I think it started in the early 60s. Of course, Gay Byrne was there for a long time, then Pat Kenny, and then Ryan Tuberty. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on Saturday night, and Wellington and Capri Coast on Sunday. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around the world, and hopefully you're enjoying the programme. Just a reminder, Father Ted show opened last night at the Titirangi Theatre, and you can get on to the Titirangi Theatre there, titirangitheatre.co.nz, to make your bookings. This is obviously following on from the successful TV series that featured the late Dermot Morgan, who I think passed away 25 years ago last week, and the late Frank Kelly. And there's three acts to this play. Performance, Grant Unto Him, Eternal Rest, New Jack City, and Kicking Bishop Brennan Up the Backside. And Des Smith from the County Kilchimahan, the County Mayo, playing a leading role there. So if you want to get out for a laugh, You can get all the details on thitarangitheatre.co.nz. Up next, we're going to play a song from the High Kings, and they're coming to tour New Zealand in May, playing one concert here at the Tuning Fork in Auckland in mid-May. You can get on and find out where you can book your tickets there directly, I think, on one of the ticket agencies. But we'll dedicate this song called Raglan Road to Jenny Clements. Jimmy's recently arrived in New Zealand and living in Takapuna. So Jenny, tuned in last week. Good to hear you're enjoying the programme. And we play Raglan Road, the High Kings.
On Raglan Road, I don't know, someday I saw her first anew. That her dark hair would weave a snare that I might someday rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's unknown to artists who have known true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair. With her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds or fields of May. Oh, on a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I have loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he loses wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos the clay, he loses wings at the dawn of day. At the dawning of the day.
Yes, the High Kings, and they're playing at the Tuning Fork in Auckland at 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 24th of May, and you can log on to the Tuning Fork to get your tickets. And they played last Friday, St. Patrick's Day, on the top of the Empire State Building, and they're doing a big tour through America at the moment, and then Australia and on to New Zealand. A fantastic group. So if you're in the Greater Auckland area and you want a night out, get on and book your tickets to see the High Kings, a fantastic group of Irish musicians coming to New Zealand. Sadly, we don't get too many coming down here these days. We used to have a lot in the early 90s, but unfortunately You know, it's been a long time. Even Daniel O'Donnell, it's about 3 or 4 years since he was here. And, of course, U2 have been here. I think 2019 was the last time. We'll have a song from U2. They released 40 songs the other day. They touched them up a little bit. In fact, we'll go with one of their songs next. But they've remastered their greatest hits. And we'll play a song for you next. Looking at the Irish Times, of course, they're covering Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow and his suggestion how to end the war. Well, there's only one way to end the war, is for Russia to withdraw and let Ukraine get back to some kind of normality, which is going to take an awful long time. The scenes we see there on TV of the destruction is unbelievable. And then Putin to go and visit Mariupol the other day and sit in an empty theatre with you know, plenty of armed guards around him. You know, what a brave man. Right, what else is happening? The Northern Ireland Democratic Unionist Party have rejected part of the Windsor Agreement. They haven't rejected it all, but they have certainly put a spanner in the works. And we know that the leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, was in the States last week, and he was kind of told by the deputy leader of the Speaker of the House, Congress, to go ahead and make the decision and ratify the Windsor Agreement, and let's get moving with the executive in Northern Ireland. And he fought back to say he told Schumann to read a bit more about Irish history before he starts making comments like that. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who had spent most of the day with President Biden, he basically withheld any comments about trying to urge the unionists to go ahead and ratify the Windsor Agreement. He's basically said they need more time, but it looks like they're not happy with everything. Whether or not the European Union will give them any more of what they want, we'll have to wait and see. All right, we will take a song from U2, from the remastered album. And this one will go with Bed.
tell me what I should say. Oh, glory fades to blue and black, rouge silk and sky, now burning flag.
U2, and from their new album Songs of Surrender, that was Bed, and of course that was the song they sung when they played at the Live Aid concert in Wembley back in July, about the 15th of July 1985, and they've just released 40 songs on a new album. You can download them if you've got the Apple Play or Spotify, all these different download streams, but certainly you know, they're still going strong, and signed a deal to go and play at Las Vegas from October. I think they're playing two or three nights a week, supposedly getting $1.5 million a night for each show, if that's true. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling. I'm just having a look at some of the other Irish newspapers to see what are the headlines there in the Irish Independent today. They're leading with Heroes welcome home in to rainy Carlow for Gold Cup winner Galopin Deschamps. Of course, Ireland had a great week in Cheltenham last week. Yeah, look at this picture here in Carlow. Certainly a bit rain, but this horse trained by Willie Mullins, Galopin Deschamps, romped to victory in the Cheltenham Gold Cup on St. Patrick's Day. And of course, Ireland had a resounding victory in the training stakes last week in Cheltenham. And of course, there wasn't the big crowds that were there in previous years, whether the economic pinch is stopping people travelling, but certainly a great week, and then finished off with the win by Ireland in the rugby at the weekend. And I see here where a Camogie All-Star trip to Canada has been cancelled due to player unrest. This is just a breaking story. The PwC Camogie All-Stars tour to Canada, scheduled for May, has been cancelled. The Camogie Association said the planned six-day tour will not go ahead after Cork's All-Star winners made it clear they would not be travelling in such proximity to the championship. And Waterford, who were beaten last week, we'll go through all the results in the hurling and football. They're off to Portugal to do some training. Of course, the championship starts in a few weeks' time, and we're down to the wire. With the we know who's going to be in the hurling finals, the league finals. You've got Limerick and Cork, and you've got Kilkenny and Tipperary, and then the football finals, Mayo are through, and Galway are playing Kerry this weekend, and a win there would see them take on Mayo. And but there was some good results. We go through all of them, and of course you want to watch Gaelic games over the coming weeks and months. log on to gaago.ie, gaago.ie. They've got various packages there, so you can watch your favourite team play. And last week we spoke to Minister McConnellogue about Donegal's chances of success. Well, they're fighting off now to relegation from Division 1. They've played six games, they've only won one, and they really need to win this weekend to have any hope of staying up, but that'll depend on other results going their way. Right, we'll move on with some more music, and this time Johnny McAvoy and the Rose of Muncoin.
The sunny blue stream, to hear the dove coo, meet the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine, on the banks of the shore that flows down by Muncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently
Johnny McAvoy, and I think Johnny is still going strong, and there he was singing all about the Rose of Muncoin. And yes, Kilkenny have advanced to the playoff stages of the Alliance Hurling League. They're playing, I think Kilkenny are playing Limerick, and Cork are playing Tipperary, but we'll confirm that later on. What else has been happening in Ireland? Of course, there was huge celebrations in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. Over 450,000 turned out at the big parade in Dublin, and every town in the city and the country had their own parade. And the weather wasn't too bad. It was patchy in some places, but certainly a little bit cold. But the days are getting a bit longer at the moment. No confirmed dates on which President Biden is travelling, but he has indicated that he's going to be heading to Mayo and to Louth, where his ancestors came from, along with Dublin and Belfast. So I suppose the politicians will be hoping that the DUP will ratify the Windsor Agreement, which looks like they're not going to ratify it in its entirety. They're looking for some changes to be made, but whether that will be done or not, we'll have to wait and see. But of course, the Good Friday Agreement 25th anniversary is coming up, and then on Monday, Minister Heather Humphreys, along with Irish Ambassador to the UK, former Ambassador and former Prime Minister John Major. They commemorated the 30th anniversary of the two young boys that were killed in Warrington by an IRA bomb. And obviously this was a huge event at the time, and John Major said it almost made him withdraw from negotiations he was entering in good faith with John Bruton at the time, Prime Minister of Ireland, over trying to get a peace settlement in Northern Ireland, where this bomb went off on a busy Saturday during the market day, and a three-year-old boy died instantly, and another boy died a few days later. But certainly it was one of those events that people really, you know, will remember. Two innocent boys out, and then the family of the youngest boy that was killed, they set up a foundation in his memory. And another young mother who lost a leg that day, she might have been pregnant, or she certainly had a young baby. She's gone and worked for the trust, and they've forgiven the people that planted the bomb, and they've tried to make what was a bad situation into something good. And I know this week there's school children from Belfast and Kinvara and Galway and London in Warrington on a restorative justice type programme there, explaining all about how things should be in a normal situation. Okay, when we come back, we'll run through all the sports news, and this time we're going to go with the Pogues and A Pair of Brown Eyes. And from Tipperary, Shane McGann and the Pogues. And I was listening to Country Time. It's a programme that's on Saturday night, early Sunday morning here, called Country Time, presented by a fellow county man of mine, Brian Lally. And he was playing that song, and there's a line in there talking about Ray and Phil, Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley, singing a particular song. And that song was called My Elusive Dreams, and we'll play that next. But you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll run through the results of the Gaelic Games that took place at the weekend. And while Ireland were playing England in the Grand Slam match, Armagh were playing Galway up in the athletic grounds in Armagh. And it certainly wasn't a great start for Galway. They went about 23 minutes before they scored, and Armagh got a really soft goal from a kick by their goalkeeper that probably everybody thought was going over the bar, but it dropped in over the goalie's head, and they looked like they were home and host at half time. But Galway fought back and getting a goal of their own, literally with about 2 or 3 minutes of normal time to go, and won 1-8 to 1-6. So a good win for Galway. And Roscommon, who had a great start to the year, they basically fell to Kerry, 112 to 12 points. So they're certainly will need a win and other results to go their way to make the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure they have got their first championship match against Mayo in April, so maybe the week the rest might be good for them. In Division 2, you had Dublin against Meath. Meath 111, Dublin 219. Lovely scenes in the parade in Fifth Avenue, New York. Former Dublin player Jason Sherlock, he was there cheering on. And of course the Irish Garda Síochána sent over a delegation every year to march, and the Irish guys, Irish Guards spotted Sherlock, and of course they took selfies and carried him shoulder high for part of the parade. It's lovely. It's all up on YouTube there on live. It's very, very good. Now Division 3, Antrim 117 beat Cavan, big upset there. So Antrim 117, Cavan 212. Tipperary 13 points, Offaly 214. And what a big week it was for Offaly to come back and to play that game after losing their manager the previous Sunday. So well done to them. And Fermanagh had a good win, a 1 point win over Westmeath, and down 114 Longford, down 119 Longford 114. So it looks like Longford will be relegated from that division. The Division 4, Waterford beat London, Carlow lost to Sligo, and Wicklow and Wexford, it was a draw. And then Division 3A, this is in hurling now, we're looking at Monaghan losing to Roscommon, Louth losing big time to Mayo, 520, 15 points, and Armagh beaten Fermanagh by 1 point. Leitrim beat Longford by 1 point in Division 3B in hurling. And finally, we go back to Division 1 in football. Monaghan 13, Tyrone 215, Donegal 9 points, Mayo 117. So Mayo topped the Group 1 table with 10 points, followed by Galway on 8, Kerry on 6, Tyrone on 6, Roscommon on 6, Armagh 5, Monaghan 4, and Donegal 3. So obviously a big game there coming up for Galway this weekend against Kerry and Pier Stadium, and a win or a draw will get them into the league final. Just quickly the other results: Derry beat Clare 14 points to 4, Louth beat Cork 110 to 10 points, and Limerick lost to County Clare. So they were all the results last weekend. And then finally in hurling, we'll quickly go through them. Limerick 220, Wexford 15 points, Galway hammered Westmeath 427 to 112. Clare and Cork drew. Kilkenny and Waterford, 2 point win for Kilkenny. And Dublin beat Laois, and Antrim beaten by Tipperary. So I'm pretty sure you got Limerick, Cork, Kilkenny, and Tipperary playing in the All Ireland, or in the Allianz semi-finals of the league. Right, we'll play that song, My Elusive Dreams, from Philomena Begley and Ray Lynham. Thank you.
my child in Memphis, that I heard of work in Nashville.
And Philomena Begley and Ray, their family had a pub in Moat in County Westmeath, and when I was working in Dublin in the 80s, we used to get a bus home pretty much every, for the first few weeks, months maybe, went back home. The bus, it was a Barton's bus, they were from Maynooth and they sent buses all over the country. We used to leave from outside Dublin Castle on a Friday evening around 5:30, and our bus would take us through Moat on Athlone and then out through Roscommon, drop us off in Glenamaddy. But Ray had a shop there, or a pub and a restaurant, and we used to pull up and go in and have tea and a scone or something on the way home. And the following night, Ray could have been playing in the Sound of Music Club in Glenamaddy. Ray Lylam, one of Ireland's leading country music stars, and there he is with Philomena Begley and My Elusive Dreams. And Philomena, in her early 80s now, I think maybe turned 80 last year. And speaking of country music, I'd like to send best wishes to my good friend Tom Gilmer. Tom, it's nice to hear you the other morning on Galway Bay FM. I just switched it on before I went to bed on Saturday night. There you were, playing requests on the morning after St. Patrick's Day on Galway Bay FM. Tom, well-known writer, journalist in country music, all types of music in Ireland, and more recently published a big-selling book on Paddy Riley. And of course, the Fields of Athenry was a song made famous by Paddy Riley. And of course, that was ringing all around Lansdowne Road on Saturday evening after Ireland's great victory in the rugby. And it was followed up the day after by the under-20s rugby team winning a Grand Slam, and they won that for a second year. So there's great depth being built in Irish rugby. And now the next big thing will be players going back to their clubs, and Leinster, Munster and Ulster will be hoping for success on the Champions League. They're all in the aim of a chance in the playoffs. Connacht are in the Challenge Cup, but they've got some tough games coming up. But Connacht stars Mac Hansen and Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelum played great roles in the Irish success. But I'm sure Connacht, they're doing their best. There's rumours that Bundy might be off to Munster next year, but we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Right, we go on, take another bit of music, and this time we're going to go with The Water Is Wide from Celtic Woman.
The water is wide.
Yes, the water is wide from Celtic Woman, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about another 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme tonight. I'm just looking at the Irish Examiner to see what their stories are, and they lead with a story: Cork priest was killed by an out-of-control bus after driver's cardiac arrest. Father Con Cronin and Mark Willis died after the bus crash in Monkstown in Cork Harbour in 2021. Yeah, I remember mentioning that on the programme here at the time of his death. What else is making the headlines over there? They had Dancing with the Stars final the other night, but it looks like it was a audience voting, or the people ringing, and everybody thought the winner wasn't deserved and wasn't a good dancer. But anyway, these popularity things. What else is happening? I mentioned there about the big winner of the Cheltenham Going Up arriving back to Carlow, so that's good. And you know, of course, it was very moving last week when Henry de Blomfield Bromhead, one of the horse he trained, came home first, and they had a race honoured, named in his son Jack's honour as well. So it was a very emotional week for the Bromheads from County Waterford. What else is happening in farming? Inch by inch, beef prices notch up another 5 cents a kilogram. Hogget prices are up a further 20 cents a kilo. Japanese researchers invent robot ready to sow, prune and harvest. Mark Clifford, looking back, this is, looks like an eviction. Government may yet regret ignoring the history of evictions in Ireland. Evictions resonate so deeply with Irish people that ending the ban with no alleviating measures borders on recklessness. So, of course, right now there's a debate on in Dáil Éireann about the government's plan to lift the ban on evictions, and Sinn Féin and indeed one of the Green, Nessa Hurricane, she's come out and said she'll vote against the government, and they're part of the coalition because she thinks this decision until there's enough affordable housing is going to cause more homelessness, and she represents an area of Dublin where there's enough homelessness at the moment. So it's, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, because a lot of people that are landlords and they just want to sell their houses for their own reasons. They're economically, you know, the interest rates are going up and they just want to get out of being a landlord. They're not able to do it unless this ban on getting people out of their properties had been lifted. So it's certainly a delicate issue. It looks like the government will, you know, win the counter motion that they're putting forward of how they're going to try to alleviate the issues for people that will have to move out of homes that need to be sold. Tough times when you think in this day and age, in 2023, that so many people are homeless in Ireland, and we know that there's upwards of 75,000 refugees in Ireland that are in emergency housing as well. Right, Van Morrison, and we'll come back and finish up the programme for another week. We'll be right back. that's it. The end of another programme for another week. Thank you again for tuning in, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. Same place, same time. We'll leave you tonight with a few seconds of the script.